It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm Chloe, the creator and host of this award-winning show, and it's my aim in every episode to help you find ways to improve your e-commerce business. So thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, we've got an Irish guest. We don't often manage to find someone from Ireland to be on. So if you're out there listening and you're from Ireland, please get in contact because I'd like to have more Irish guests. And we're exploring the wonderful world, actually, of selling wigs online. Lots of empathy required. We get into content. We're talking about how to expand your team. We are getting into 10-year anniversary planning, the right marketing campaigns, and a fair few other topics in there too. And there's quite a bit about email marketing as well. Please, before we do all that though, check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for brands of all kinds and sizes. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out or you're part of a marketing team at a multinational brand, Klaviyo will give you everything you need to create memorable marketing moments, building customer relationships that keep shoppers coming back time and time again. Get started with a free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Is your website slow? Has your online business outgrown your current hosting provider? If you answered yes to either of those questions, it's time to move over to Cloudways. Cloudways is a managed cloud hosting provider that is built for online businesses. From a hassle-free launch to smooth server operations, Cloudways is your partner in scaling your e-commerce business to greater success. Go to cloudways.com and use the promo code MASTERPLAN to sign up for a new Cloudways account and get a free $25 hosting credit. And now to introduce today's special guest. Yinka Martin is the founder and CEO at Hair Weave On, a bricks and clicks retailer she founded in 2011 to help women and men experiencing hair loss to find the best wigs and hair replacement systems. 10 years on, they've just achieved 20% year-on-year growth. Hello, Yinka.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's great to have you here. And I should say, congrats on making it to 10 years. That is some achievement.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I've given the listeners a quick overview of you and your business and kind of where you're at. But all those years ago, how did you end up starting an e-commerce business?
I started Hair Weave On from personal struggles with my own hair. And being a woman of African origin, hair is really a big deal in the African community. I knew about hair pieces and hair extensions and wigs from a very young age. The older I got and living in the Western world, I wanted my hair to always look good. And I struggled to find retailers, online stores that sold really good quality stuff that looked the part, you know. So I set about starting my own company, my own online store that will sell really good quality hair.
So you started it kind of to serve the coloured community. But now, as I read out in the bio, it's about people experiencing hair loss. So has your target customer changed in that decade? Have you found more people?
Yes, and it did change very quickly. So I travelled out to India and several Asian countries to source really good ethical hair. And soon after I launched the hair extensions brand at the time, I also opened a brick and mortar, a small store, like a consultation type premises. And customers really drove the change in the business because the customers were coming in asking, "Oh my God, this hair is great. Can you make a wig for my sister or for my mom? She's going through treatment. Or my daughter has alopecia. Can you make this for her?" And then we very quickly evolved into a hair replacement provider, making custom items for women and men with hair loss. And as the women came, the men followed. I'm looking for a hair piece, I'm balding, and things like that. So the business really became a hair loss solutions business very quickly, driven by the customers.
Well, we always talk about listening to the customers and following them to make your success. And it really is. It's amazing how much their reaction can change what you think you're going to be doing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the business does little or no hair extensions, really. Our core purpose now is really to serve this community of customers who are dealing with and experiencing hair loss, be it through medical reasons or medication or, you know, men balding. And I suppose hair is such an important thing to us. And until we lose it, be it a male or female, you don't understand how difficult it is to cope with hair loss. And really what I'm doing now with Hair Weave On feels so much more purposeful and meaningful to me. And I think that's really what sustained me to still doing this and loving it and really passionate about what we do 10 years on.
It must be a bit of an emotional roller coaster some days, because you're seeing a lot of people at their most fragile, I suppose, but also you're giving them back their hair, which makes them feel built up again. You must end some days utterly exhausted.
Exhausted, but feeling like I achieve something every day. What we say is we try and give people the hair confidence back. Personally, I have a caring nature. Maybe my mom would have loved me to become a nurse or something like that, but I feel like this is the perfect career for me because I am I love technology. I love business now. I love marketing. And I love helping people, and I feel so lucky and so blessed to be building a successful company that serves all of those purposes, both selfishly, that I can accomplish what I need to and I can remain excited in what I'm doing, and also really impacting and helping people on a day-to-day basis.
Excellent. Well, let's get in some of the nuts and bolts of the business for everyone listening. So where in the world are you? So if we can't tell from your accent, and where do you sell to?
So our actual premises offices are based in Dublin in Ireland, but we do have a brick and mortar, like a hair loss clinic, as you might call it, or consultation center. But we really serve customers worldwide. Our biggest market is Europe, but our customers are coming from Canada, from the US. And really, hairweaveon.com is the marketplace for anything to do with hair pieces, wigs, particularly for people with hair loss who are really looking for the right item, the best in our market, in our industry. The best brands are all brought together at hairweaveon.com is where our customers can find what's really best in our industry.
Nice. And what platform are you doing this all on? Are you a Shopify, a Magento, or something else?
I've been on a major, I'm sure this might be of interest to some of the listeners, hairweaveon.com is 10 years old. We've been on 3 platforms to date. We were on Zencart for a short while.
Whoa, that's back away, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. And then Magento. And then more recently in the last 4 years, WooCommerce.
Excellent. And given you're on WooCommerce, are there any widgets or plugins you particularly would like to give a plug to?
Within the last couple of years, we implemented a plugin. And I'm sure there's several plugins that do the same thing. Get It By. I think the customer really wants to know when they're going to get the item. They want you to put a date to it and they want you to deliver by that date. But I think that makes a huge difference when the customer can select the item, the color they want, and then they can see the date, Get It By, and they can visualize, I will have this item in my hand next Tuesday. And I think that's made a huge difference.
I guess, would I be right in thinking a lot of your customers are buying a new wig for a special occasion or with an urgency?
Not necessarily. A lot of our clients are repeat customers. They wear a style called Chloe in color black. And they come back and they buy that same style in that color. Seldom do they change their look, because most of our clients just want to look like themselves. They don't want a big noticeable change. They just want something that's going to look real, look good, and isn't going to be a big change. So they come to buy the same item over and over again. And when the one they're currently wearing isn't looking great, they're quite anxious to get it renewed and get it sorted. And, you know, so it, sometimes the urgency is quite important to the customer. They want to know that I'll have it by next Friday, or before that wedding, or before that occasion, I'll have my new hair and it'll be fresh and it'll be looking good. And
a bit like those of us lucky enough to have hair who time our haircuts in line with big events. They want the fresh wig to arrive in line with the big event. That's a brilliant one. I haven't heard of that widget before, so thank you for mentioning that one. And how many of you are there at Hair Weave On, and what are you guys doing?
There is 6 employees at Hair Weave On at the moment, and then we work with a number of people that are not in-house. But they make part of the bigger Hair Weave On team.
And do you do... between you and that kind of band of freelancers, are you doing everything, or have you outsourced some elements of the workload?
For a long time, I was managing the website on my own, content, doing everything. I was web woman, and I was, managing the staff and the physical customers coming in the door and so on. But, you know, a huge part of our growth in the last couple of years has been finding really good talent. And that's made a huge difference, that I can now delegate and offload any kind of website issues to somebody else. And I'm not trying to crawl through the internet for 2 hours trying to find a code or a new plugin, or I can rely on somebody now who's responsible. I can just send them a screenshot going, this is what I can see at the moment, fix it, make it work. And I suppose that doesn't happen overnight, because not every business starting out in e-commerce can afford that resource, but it's made a huge difference, over the years. And even from the point of view of our, AdWords and marketing, we now have a dedicated person who monitors, who manages all our ads and makes sure that they're optimized. That is just one dedicated resource and a person who has their eye on that. And I'm aware of everything that goes on that end, but I don't have to worry about it too much, you know. And I've stopped trying to think that I can manage everything that's going on, especially digitally within the business. I learn as much as I can. I attend loads of webinars, loads of events. And sometimes I have to let my team know about this new slick thing, you know. And is this new slick thing for us or is it not? But at the same time, I like to just let the people who are good at the areas do their thing, you know.
It's one of those challenges as a business grows, isn't it? You've got to keep yourself up to speed so you can, inspire your team and make sure they're on the money. But you also have to get your hands out, if that makes sense. So it sounds like you've done a great job of finding brilliant people. So, which is often what stops people from hiring. It's because they don't know how they're going to find the good one. So any tips for anyone who's in the situation you were in and how to find the great people?
So I've gone through the process of working with not so great people, and I've had to learn over the 10 years. I've had people tell me this is going to take 3 hours, and I know this is a 10-minute job. I know that now. I may have not have known that then. I know there was a time where, developers were looking to charge ridiculous amount for every little thing. Just before I answer your question, I would say trying to be self-sufficient in the early days maybe contradicts what I just said about, delegation, but being self-sufficient, that if you can get your hands on that person, content stuff, you can just go in there and just do it yourself. You know, where we have a catalog of thousands of products in so many different colors. Like, if you need to change a description, an item, you can just get stuck in, and you don't have someone at, quoting you whatever dollars for whatever hour to do that. So being self-sufficient. But in terms of finding good people, particularly the freelancers, I have tried a number of platforms to find talent. I don't know if I should mention some of them.
Yeah, you're welcome to mention them, yeah.
I have tried the likes of Fiverr. Didn't get great people. More recently, I have used Upwork and I have found a number of really great people. However, based on my experience in the past, I select my talent. I like to select women. I try to support women. And I also think that considering our customer type, I think a certain kind of person has more empathy and has more connection to the kind of customers we see. A bit more, and if you know, women dealing with cancer, alopecia, things like that, most of our customers are women. But aside from that, I try to, even though you can have people working with you that are in every part of the world, depending on what the skill is that I'm looking for, I do try and still hire people freelance, but they're located in the same city or at least country that I am, so that if something really goes wrong, you can find them.
The options there. And I like the fact you mentioned Upwork. That's a site I've had a lot of success in recent years, finding some amazing, amazing freelancers. Okay, Yinka, we've talked about a lot about how you run the business and how it goes. But you have just reached a massive milestone, which is being in business for 10 years, which sometimes businesses kind of like just, you know, they raise a glass of wine internally and just let it kind of slip by. But you're going big on the marketing for your 10 years, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose we now have the resources and the tools in place to be able to do the marketing right. And there are still certain aspects of marketing that we're not really doing at the moment, just because I haven't found the right person, the right talent in-house to do it. So I would rather keep doing what we're doing well until we find that resource or that we have that knowledge in-house to do it right, rather than try to do everything.
But for the 10 years, what led you to decide with the 10-year anniversary that you were going to make a marketing campaign out of it rather than just let it happen?
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, we've really embraced email marketing. So that was one of the big marketing investments we've made, like a long-term investment strategy to really come on board and do email marketing really well and properly. And in doing it really well and properly, that means building a community of people, collecting emails, automations are huge, holding our customer's hand through the process of selecting the right item for them. And when they do make a purchase, following them on the journey of, it's a week, it's time to wash your hair. And they have the information they need there in their inbox, you know, a day before they might need it, and really supporting them and holding their hand through the journey of wearing and caring for their hair. Yes, sometimes letting them know when there's something new in the same color that they're wearing available, but it's also maybe reminding them it's almost time to get a new one. Here's what's available, or is there, can we offer you? It's not always about discount. It's often about tips and helpful information to help our client through the hair loss journey. So because email marketing has become a big part of what we do in the last couple of years, part of our 10th year anniversary marketing campaign has been an email series in and around that. We're doing a discount during the month of March for all our subscribers to celebrate our birthday. We're also doing a number of things on social media, like an Instagram, giving a free wig giveaway, one item, any item of the person's choice to pick from our website. And we're just asking customers to follow us at hairweaveon_.com. So hairweaveon_.com. I suppose email marketing series, social media is how we're really celebrating.
So Yinka, what I love how not only have you taken the opportunity of the 10 years to bring together an awesome kind of Instagram campaign to grow your followers, but also an email campaign to reward your existing customers and to give them, you know, some nice love, some nice content. What I loved about what you were going through there was the email marketing activity you've been doing. And it strikes me that actually your business is almost like perfectly designed to make the most of email, because you've got kind of three separate parts. You've got the information you need to get out to the customers, because a wig purchase isn't like buying a coat. There's a bit more involved than that. There's a bit more the customer needs to learn and know and all the rest, or quite a lot more, quite frankly. Secondly, you've got that repeat purchase cycle we talked about earlier, that there's a time frame at which to say, here, it's time you did something. And then thirdly, you know, customers would be so turned off if they were a brunette, short brunette, and you sent them an email full of long blonde wigs. It would just, they'd be like, well, these people clearly don't have a clue what they're doing about. So you have to kind of do it right. So Is there any kind of key lesson from your email marketing experience over the last couple of years you'd like to share with the audience so they can help improve their email marketing?
Well, I'm going to help others feel okay about where they are at with email marketing at the moment, because up until 2 years ago, I was struggling with email marketing. I had used platforms like the likes of MailChimp in the past, and then GDPR came in. We faced a number of challenges around this. But a couple of years ago, I started attending a lot of webinars organized like people like Derek, you know, in the e-commerce space, events that, you know, we met at as well. There was just a different kind of idea to email marketing, the idea of automation, you know, automations I'd never heard about. But yes, as you say, I started to realize this is perfect for our business. We implemented Omnisend, which has been absolutely fantastic, so much more easier to use, and the reporting as well, having visibility of the impact of your email campaigns. So I suppose the email marketing is split into two parts. The automations, which are, I see now as a huge asset for the business. I haven't done it all myself. I've had to find really good talent and pay for really good talent, especially in and around setting up the automations. And I've had to hold their hand because I have more understanding of the customer and of the business. But together, we've built a good automation that I really see as an asset for the business that will stand to us for, it serves every customer that comes, through our online store, through our doors, and it will continue to remain relevant with little tweaks as we go along. I suppose you can't always just do something and think it's going to sit there, you know, like everything will optimize it as time moves on. But at the same time, there's the other aspect of email marketing are the weekly campaigns and making sure they're relevant content, as you said, going out to the customer. Yeah, some newsy stuff, because we're kind of in a business that's kind of partly sensitive, but actually a lot of the clients coming to us want to see stuff that are fashion trend as well, so that they don't feel like they're in this little square of kind of a medical disadvantage. They kind of want to see fashion, inspirational fashion trends as well, especially first-time customers. For example, going on our Instagram page, they're going there for the first time to be inspired that this whole situation I find myself in is going to be okay. Look at this. This women look amazing and their hair look great. This is going to be okay. I'm in the right place. I'm going to be sorted. I'm going to look like myself, maybe even look better.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
So Success in 2021 means building stronger relationships with your customers. Last year saw a lot of consumers switching to buy online, leading to surges in new customer acquisition. So how are you planning on turning your new first-time buyers into profitable repeat customers? Well, that's what Klaviyo is for. Klaviyo helps businesses create memorable marketing moments through email, SMS, and personalized website experiences. And that is what creates repeat purchases. That's why Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform, is used by over 50,000 e-commerce brands around the world. Get started with your free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Cloudways, a managed cloud hosting provider that is all about simplicity and freedom. Cloudways supports all major e-commerce platforms, including WooCommerce and Magento. It offers performance-oriented features such as managed backups, free SSL certificates, Cloudways CDN, built-in caches, security, and 24/7 support. Go to cloudways.com and use the promo code MASTERPLAN to sign up for a new Cloudways account, and you'll get a free $25 hosting credit.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So, Yinka, are you ready for the top tips?
Yes, let's go for it.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
I'm not sure you're going to appreciate it. I'm not actually going to recommend a book because I'm not a reader, but I am going to recommend a podcast.
That's okay.
It's not necessarily just about business, but one podcast that I religiously listen to, I can't keep up, they can't keep up with me, is Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Conversations. I think it really helps me grow as a person. It gives me that empathy part of e-commerce that is necessary when you're selling certain type of products. And it helped me grow as a person, and it helped me grow in the business space as well.
I love, I can hear your passion for that podcast coming through in your voice as you're talking about it. So that is a top recommendation. Okay, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Again, I'm going to say email and automation. Don't just do email and send campaigns. Figure out how you can automate your emails. I also had another one. Just I would say video first and mobile first, in that make sure your website, your online shop is optimized, you know, for mobile, and make sure you have plenty of video content. All type of customers are ordering a very personal item. As much information as we can give them is so crucial to making a couple of hundred euro purchase or 1,000 or even more purchase from an online store. And I think we, over the years, continue to invest in video content. And I think no matter what it is you're selling online, you know, a picture says 1,000 words, and I think a video even says more.
So true. Okay, the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
We're using a lot of kind of WhatsApp at the moment, especially during the pandemic. We're not all walking from the same space. Like, I have WhatsApp groups set up with different teams, you know, marketing WhatsApp group or sales team WhatsApp group. So we're using that a lot. I think now, especially at the back of the pandemic, it's unusual for me to receive a voice call from anyone from my team now. It's 9 out of 10 times they go for the video, the FaceTime or the WhatsApp video. We're now so used to communicating and, you know, walking with each other through the screen and seeing each other, you know, virtually.
I think for many years to come, we'll be realizing how much it's changed our behaviors.
And even for our customers now that can't physically come in the door to see us, we're doing several Zoom consultations on a day-to-day basis, where although a lot of the content is there on the website, sometimes the customer just wants to connect with somebody and talk to somebody that you really understand what they need and what they want. And if it means there's I'm sat here at my desk from home and someone else in my team is at the physical business premises, can show the customer on the screen the item, the color. And yes, they sometimes connecting with them on a Zoom consultation just reassures them that I'm making this big purchase. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it that reassurance is so crucial, I think, in all areas, especially when you're selling the type of product you're selling to customers in the situation they're in. Well, we've got one more top tip to do, which is the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
Video first and mobile first.
Who needs to say more, quite frankly? Well, look, Yinka, one thing which we do need you to say is where people can find you and your business on the web and social media, please.
We are at hairweaveon.com. That's HAIRWEAVON.com. On social media, you'll find us on Instagram at hairweaveon_com. Yeah, reach out to us if there's anything we can do to help.
Excellent. Well, Yinka, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been really interesting exploring your quite different e-commerce business today. So thanks for coming on and being so candid, sharing so much about it. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Really interesting there to hear from a business where emotion, content, and making the customer feel good is such a key part of what they do. Lots of things which Yinka was talking about there, which I hope resonate with a lot of you and give you a bit of inspiration. I suppose the keys for me were around those tips around hiring the right people, and it pays to take the time to make sure you've got the right people on board and can let them get on with things so you can focus on things you should be doing. And kind of the depth they've taken on that email campaign to make sure it's hitting the right note, I thought was a really key one too. Now, you may have noticed that Yinka is on the WooCommerce platform. Now, if you too are on the WooCommerce platform, then make sure you check out one of our current sponsors, Cloudways, who offer super fast, awesome e-commerce hosting. I've tested it myself. So do check out what they're up to. Like I said, they're who I use for my hosting and they are particularly good at it and have sped up my site massively. Now, to get your hands on the notes from today's show, including those top tips, links to what we've mentioned and more, head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. There, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Now, that's particularly worth doing right now because in a few weeks' time, another of my big book events is coming up. If you've not experienced one of those before, that's where I get 10 to 12, possibly 20 awesome business book authors together. And all of us reduce the Kindle ebook version of our books to just 99. So that could be 99 pence, 99 cents, depending on where you are in the world. But we lower it to 0.99 for two whole days. So you can basically just stack up your business bookshelf ready to get lots and lots of ideas for your business. So if you are a business book junkie like me, get yourself on the email list so you'll know as soon as that great event goes live. Thank you for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help as many e-commerce business owners as possible to succeed and thrive with their business. So please do tell the other e-commerce business owners you know, because I would love to help them too. I hope you have an awesome week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.